World Football at AFCON.
Hello there, my name's John Bennett.
And I'm Gabriel Zakwani.
And we're here to tell you about the World Football at AFCON podcast. Yes, the Africa Cup of Nations is back. 24 teams gathering in Ivory Coast for a tournament which never fails to deliver great stories, drama, upsets, emotion, some unforgettable football as well.
After every match day, we'll bring you all the reaction, analysis and talking points from the games so you get everything you need in 15 minutes.
Yeah, let's get our AFCON credentials on the table first, Gabby. So I've been to five. That's all the tournaments since 2012 that I've covered for the BBC, apart from 2015. I missed that one because my daughter selfishly decided to be born just before it kicked off. Did I miss anything that year? What happened at that one?
Oh, that's the one I think I got to the semi-final with DR Congo.
Less than a minute into the podcast, you're already mentioning this semi-final appearance. How many AFCONs did you play in, though?
I played in three, you know, three, but I thought I'll squeeze that one in first because the first one I didn't get too far in South Africa.
So group stage exit, semi-final, and what was the last one?
Last 16.
I think that is when you walked past me in an interview room, Gabby. This is where, after all the games at AFCON and all major tournaments, you wait for the footballers to walk out. And I was basically waiting for you, Gabby, and you walked past me and refused me an interview.
I think we must have lost that game because I wouldn't have walked past you, John. I think allegedly walked past you. I'm not sure I did.
You're not the first or the last to do it. Mohamed Salah's done it to me many times at Africa Cup of Nations tournaments. So don't worry. He always does it with a smile and a laugh, though. He's very polite about it. I'm determined to get him to stop and talk to me at this one. Who's going to win this one, though, Gabby? Who are your favourites?
Oh, this one. I think, John, I think you've got to look at it. And there's so many teams that could win this one. But I look at Morocco and I can't see past them just because of their World Cup exploits and the funding they've put into the football in their country. The infrastructure is unbelievable. So I'll go for Morocco as my favourites, but I've got dark horses. And my dark horse is Nigeria. Mm. Because of Victor Osimhen, he's been banging form, banging goals left, right and centre in the qualifiers. And I expect him to, this is his stage, to take the stage and to show everyone that there's a world-class striker in Africa.
The great thing about this podcast is we'll be making it as soon as the final whistle goes after the last match of every day. So it's immediate reaction to all the games. We'll be talking about what you're talking about after all the games. We'd love to get your views as well. We'll be telling you how to get in touch. And there are always some strange things that happen at these major tournaments, AFCON included, like someone, Gabby, getting hit by a golf cart on the pitch. Who was that, I wonder?
I mean, that again was me. But I was injured and a golf buggy was coming in, supposed to help me. But he ended up not braking and coming straight right into my shoulder. And I did give him the evil stare, but I'll forgive him now looking back. You know, we got to the semi-final, got a bronze medal that year, so I can look back with fond memories. But it's one of their moments you always look back and I still get reminded of it every day. You know, you look at it, there's TikToks of it and there's views on YouTube and everyone still talks about it. And African Nations brings them sort of moments.
It wasn't me driving, I promise. It won't just be me. It won't just be Gabby and I on the World Football at AFCON podcast. We've got Sebastian Bassong popping up as well, the former Cameroon defender. We've got the Ghanaian broadcaster, BBC regular as well, George Addo. And maybe some of your celebrity friends, Gabby. We'll be able to get some of your friends on, won't we?
Hopefully one or two of them can give some good reaction from Ivory Coast.
Yeah, I'll be heading out to Ivory Coast after the last 16, so I wonder if DR Congo will still be there then. You'll be able to listen to our first World Football at AFCON on the 10th of January. That's when we'll be previewing the tournament. Then we're on after every match day with the first podcast reacting to the opening game landing on the 14th of January. That's World Football at AFCON, so follow or subscribe so you never miss an episode.
World Football at AFCON is a BBC Sport production from the BBC World Service.